This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just as the Thanksgiving holiday travel season begins, it's possible there could be a rail strike. The AP's Norman Hall.
There's no immediate threat of a strike, even though four unions have rejected the deals that the Biden administration helped broker before the original strike deadline in September. Those unions agreed to return to the bargaining table to try to hash out a new agreement before a new December 5th strike deadline. But those talks have deadlocked because the railroads refused to consider adding paid sick time to the five-year deals they've offered.
A vigil last night honoring the five people killed and 17 shot and wounded when a gunman opened fire at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs.
Resident and Club Q patron Jeremiah Harris says he woke up Sunday morning to phone calls from family members asking if he was okay. Harris says normally he would have been at Club Q on a Saturday night.
A club that I decided not to go to a night before because I was tired.
Colorado Springs resident and patron Kyle Lohr says the news is crushing.
To wake up and hear the news of the absolute carnage and devastation was, I don't really know if I have words for that. Scary, heartbreaking, devastating.
I'm Donna Warder.
The suspect's in the hospital after being tackled by club patrons. He's facing murder and hate crimes charges. Secretary of State Tony Blinken is criticizing a decision by FIFA to threaten players at the World Cup with yellow cards if they wear armbands supporting inclusion and diversity. Blinken says this restricts freedom of expression. Russia's been pummeling Ukraine's power grid. One of Ukraine's energy CEOs is warning residents that rolling blackouts may continue through the winter. This is AP News. Another controversial politician's being allowed back on Twitter. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
A Georgia congresswoman known for repeating conspiracy theories is now allowed back on Twitter. The new owner of Twitter, Elon Musk, has reinstated the personal account of Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She had been banned in January for posting misinformation about COVID-19. Last month, she criticized traditional media.
You've lied about me and assassinated my character to the American people.
Twitter's also just reinstated former President Donald Trump. But Elon Musk says one person who won't be allowed back is conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who called the Sandy Hook School massacre a hoax. Musk says his firstborn child died in his arms, and he has no mercy for anyone who would, quote, use the deaths of children for gain, politics, or fame. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.